Here's a feeling you probably know. You meet someone. At work, at a party, in a group chat, and for a minute it's real. You laugh at the same things. You text back fast. You make vague plans you both actually mean. And then, 1 week later, one of you doesn't reply quite as quick. Then 2 weeks later, the plan never got made. Then a month later, you can't even remember why it felt so promising. You didn't fight. Nobody did anything wrong. It just went quiet, like smoke. And you're left with this low-grade emptiness that's hard to name, because you didn't lose a friend, exactly. You never quite got there. That feeling, the one right there, is what this whole episode is about. And if you've been building with us across these 5 episodes, making the ask, trying the meal, showing up once, you know by now that you're not the problem. But here's the thing. Nobody tells you about that fade. It has a cause. And once you see the cause, you can build something that doesn't do that. The reason that connection faded isn't about chemistry or timing or whether you were interesting enough. It's about cost. Not money. Something more basic than money. A connection that costs nothing to start, costs nothing to drop. That's not a judgment on the other person, and it's not a judgment on you. It's just how things work. When you swipe, when you follow, when you join a group, you put in almost nothing. No time, no risk, no awkward ask. And because you put in almost nothing, neither did the other person. So the whole thing is sitting there on zero. And the moment anything else comes up, anything more interesting or more pressing, the zero thing just slides off the counter. Here's the part that changes everything, though. A bond that required something to build, that cost you a little embarrassment, a little time, a real conversation when you didn't know how it would go. That bond has weight. Weight is what makes something stay put. And weight, it turns out, is something you can put in on purpose. So what does it mean to pay something into a bond? Because when people hear it has to cost something, they often picture grand gestures, flying across the country, making some huge sacrifice, being endlessly available. That's not what this is. The cost of a real bond is smaller and more specific than that. It's showing up when it's mildly inconvenient. It's being the one who follows up when the easy move is to wait and see if they follow up first. It's staying in a conversation that got a little awkward instead of finding a reason to leave. It's remembering the thing they mentioned last time, the job interview, the hard week, the sister's name, and asking about it the next time you see them. None of those things are heroic. They don't require a free weekend or a big personality. They just require that you chose, on purpose, to pay a little attention when you could have paid none. That's the cost. And every time you pay it, you drop something into the jar. And the jar gets a little heavier, a little harder to knock over. That's the whole thing. It's that plain. Let me show you what this looks like in a real life, because it's easy to talk about cost as a principle and much harder to feel it as a choice. Meet Marcus. Marcus is 24. He grew up moving every 2 or 3 years, different schools, different cities. So he's never had the childhood friend group that some people seem to get handed. He's good at meeting people. He's terrible at keeping them, and he knows it, and he's decided that's just who he is. He moves to a new city for a job, knows exactly nobody, and does what everyone tells him, goes to events, joins apps, says yes to things. 3 months later, he has a phone full of names and a life that still feels empty, because every connection is sitting at zero. Nobody paid anything. Then one night, a coworker mentions, almost in passing, that he's trying to learn guitar and it's not going well. Marcus, who doesn't play guitar, remembers it. 2 weeks later, he sees an article about a beginner guitar class at the library, costs nothing, and he sends it with a single line, "Thought of you." That's all. The coworker texts back immediately. They go together. Marcus shows up twice when he didn't feel like it. He asks questions and actually listens. 3 months later, that coworker is the first person Marcus would call if something went wrong. Marcus didn't find a different city or a better crowd. He paid something small, on purpose, into one connection, and that changed everything. And here's the thing. This isn't just a nice story. Researchers who spent years studying how long friendships actually hold together keep finding the same thing. It's not that the friends had the most in common. It's that they showed up for each other during hard moments, and they put in real effort when it wasn't the easy or automatic thing to do. Shared interest gets you in the door. What keeps you there is paid in effort, the small cost, repeated. I'm not going to name a specific number or a specific study here because I don't want to hand you a stat you'd have to fact check, and the books go deeper if you want the full picture. What I can tell you is that the finding points in one clear direction, the bonds that last are built, not stumbled into, and the building requires something real from you. That's not discouraging. That's actually good news, because it means the thing that makes a bond hold isn't luck or chemistry. It's a choice you make. And choices are things you can practice. Now here's the pushback I want to take seriously, because it's one a lot of people under 30 carry around and never quite say out loud. If you try harder, follow up more, pay more attention, isn't that just being needy? Isn't it desperate? Aren't you supposed to play it cool, not care too much, keep your options open like everyone else? I hear that. And I want to be straight with you. That thinking is real. It's everywhere, and it has done a lot of damage to a lot of people's friendships. Here's what's true. There is such a thing as neediness, and it looks like demanding more from one person than they can give, or making someone feel responsible for your feelings when they didn't sign up for that. That's real, and it's worth being careful about. But paying attention, showing up, following up, remembering, that's not neediness, that's just effort. And here's the tell. Needy pulls from a person. Effort puts something in. The whole difference is direction. You're not reaching in to take, you're dropping something into the jar. And the other person will feel the difference, every time. Here's the turn I want you to sit with, because it changes how this feels. When you pay something into a bond, you're not just doing it for yourself. You're doing something for the other person, too. Think about Marcus's coworker for a second, the one who mentioned guitar and then got that message 2 weeks later. What did he feel when it arrived? He felt seen. Somebody heard the small thing he said and held on to it. That almost never happens. Most people talk into a fog of half attention, and what they say slides off without a trace. The moment someone proves they were actually listening, the moment the jar shows it has weight, the other person feels it like a physical thing. They stand up a little straighter. They feel like they matter, and they will almost always give something back. Not because they owe you, but because being seen makes people want to be generous. This is the quiet thing at the center of every strong circle that has ever existed. It starts with one person deciding to pay real attention, and that act, that small cost, tells the other person that they're worth paying attention to. You're not just filling your own jar. You're telling them that theirs is worth filling too. Well, all right. Let's take a step back for just a moment, because this is the last episode, and I want you to see what you've actually done across these five. You started with the blank page, no handed-to-you circle, nobody automatic, just the open question of whether you could build one from nothing. In episode one, you saw why the circle matters at all, that a life with a real circle behind you is a different kind of life. In episode two, you learned the one move that opens any door, the ask, the specific small ask that most people never make because they're waiting to be asked first. In episode 3, you tried the meal, the on-purpose imperfect shared thing, the one that costs a little time and produces a real hour instead of a plan that never happens. In episode 4, you saw how to keep a thing going, keep showing up, keep the jar moving. Don't wait for someone else to be the one who doesn't fade. And now, in episode 5, you have the reason any of it holds. You pay something in, every time, on purpose. That's not a technique. That's a way of being in your friendships, and the people in your life will feel it, whether you say a word about it or not. So here's your one move this week, and I want to be specific about it. Think about the person you most want a real bond with right now. The coworker, the neighbor, the someone you barely know who felt promising. Whoever is at the top of your mind, this week, give them something first. Not because they earned it, not as a test to see if they'll give back, just because you're choosing to drop something in. It could be the follow-up text you haven't sent yet. It could be remembering the thing they mentioned and asking about it. It could be showing up to something they're doing when staying home would have been just as easy. One small act, on purpose, that costs you something, even if that something is just the slight awkwardness of going first. Don't wait for them to go first. Don't wait until the bond feels solid enough to deserve the effort. The effort is how the bond gets solid. You go first. You drop it in. And then you do it again next week. And the week after that, and somewhere in there you'll notice the jar has weight and that the other person has started dropping things in too. So here we are, 5 episodes, 1 shape. You don't need anyone to hand you a circle. You never did. You have everything it takes to build one. The ask, the meal, the showing up, and now this last piece, the bond that costs something, paid in small, on purpose, over and over, until the jar has weight and the weight makes it stay. You started this series with a blank page. That blank page was never the loss you were told it was. It was always the freedom to build exactly the kind of circle you want. No one else's leftover shape, no group you had to inherit, just the one you made. A few real bonds, built on purpose, beat any number of connections that cost nothing and hold nothing. Go build it. And go first. The whole story, every piece of what you heard across these 5, lives in the books whenever you're ready for more. Watched over, as always, by Daisy.